This is 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. You're listening to Current State. The MSU Department of Theater is presenting the play Widows through this weekend at the Arena Theater in the Auditorium Building. It's a play by Ariel Dorfman, thought to be about the disappearing of Chilean men during the Pinochet regime. In his play, a village of women band together to defy the nation's military. The director of the play is Anne Folino White, assistant professor of theater at Michigan State, and she joins us now. Talk a little bit about what the play is about without giving too much away.
It's written by Ariel Dorfman, who lived in exile from Chile. He's a Chilean American. He's actually a professor now at Duke University, but it's based upon his experiences under Pinochet's regime and the political practice of disappearing political subversives and the tactic of terrorizing people by arresting individuals without cause and basically disappearing them, never to return.
Disappearing them?
Yes.
Okay.
Disappearing them. So that what I mean by that is they would be arrested. The military officials would deny their arrest, would deny knowledge of the individual, and people are still waiting in Chile and other places for the return of individuals that had been taken from them in
40
the
70s. Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How is it the MSU Department of Theater decided to do this particular play?
Well, the production season selection process takes into account the educational mission of the university department, as well as, so we look for plays that challenge our students in terms of the aesthetics, in terms of the number and kinds of roles that it can offer students, as well as the subject matter that will challenge them and be relevant to their lives.
Ariel Dorfman had been a part of the Salvador Allende government before Pinochet. And much of Dorfman's writing deals with the suffering of people under dictators. How often have you been involved with a play involving so much violence?
Well, the reason that I actually am directing the play is because a lot of my research involves political theater. I look a lot at protest and the theatrical tactics used in protest and civil disobedience of all sorts. And so the types of plays that I choose as an educator and a director for the theater department tend to involve those issues.
You talked about being interested in theatrical protest. How is Widows a play about theatrical protest?
It's a play about a really interesting form of resistance, which this is the plot of the play. The women are waiting and have been waiting for their men to be returned. And the military continues to insist to them that the war is over. And if they will only behave and if they will only look to the future rather than waiting for the past, progress will come and they will be happy. But they must behave, and they must forget about the men. The women refuse to do that. And one woman in particular, Sophia, who is the grandmother and the matriarch of the village, you might think of her, says to the men, "I will just wait by the river. I will wait by the river for my father and my husband and my sons to be returned." And through the power of her waiting, her patience, her unwillingness to forget the past, men start to magically appear. And as the men begin to appear, the other women begin to see the power of their refusal, of Sophia's refusal to forget the past, and join together, and they all start waiting.
Describe your set for us and how it evolved.
The set evolved in, obviously, collaboration with the scenic designer, Kirk Domer, who's also the chair of the Department of Theater, And in terms of Dorfman's desire for this lack of place, we were really interested in bringing out the theatrical elements, not creating a full-blown illusion where the audience, where we would pretend as if we weren't in a theater, would be one way to put it. And so it's a very rough construction of a river that's comprised of pallet wood. And at the center of these rough streams that flow across the stage that are not wet, there is a large horse trough, which has been filled with water. And what's really magical for me about it and theatrical about it, you know, as an audience member, you look at it and you know it is not a river. You are acutely aware that you are watching theater in the storytelling mode. But when a hand goes in the water and you hear the sound that is like no other and you see the reflection of the lights on the water, it is incredibly magical in the way that the characters in Widows, the women, sit and wait, and magically the bodies of the men are returned to them through the river. And so that element, that natural element of water, becomes greater than anything the theater might imagine.
What was it like to have to get your actors into a place where they could identify with this extraordinary set of circumstances and repression like this?
Yeah. I had them engage with a lot of research on the circumstance because it is so distant for them, both culturally and in terms of their experience as young people. We looked at a lot of information on people waiting for the disappeared to be returned. We also discussed the psychological and emotional damage that waiting with no end and uncertainty might cause. That was really one way we tapped into it, is the shifting ground, the lack of sense of any real truth in the world, and the fear that comes along with that. So that's really the way we tapped in. Most of the characters that they are playing are older than themselves, and so we discuss the experience of fear and waiting rather than playing age or playing place or dictatorship.
Once a young actor starts to understand the story, Do you see reactions in them to this as real history?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're actually pairing this performance on Thursday night following with the One Book, One Community selection from this year, Kevin Powers' Yellowbirds. And so a number of the students can have made that connection for themselves with our current state of war at a distance with war at home. And so they have full knowledge of its historic implications and the possibilities that it's not exclusive to one place and one time, but that it is a pattern of political repression that has been exercised globally and at different periods.
Dorfman set the plot of his novel that this play is based on. He set the plot of his novel in Greece in 1942, apparently to make it a little less about his own experience in Chile, I take it. But and the stage version is not specific, although it has certain clues suggesting Latin America. Do you find people want to assign historical places and times to it, even maybe current events to the messages in a play?
Yes, I think that they do, and I think that Dorfman is very careful in both the writing of the short story, which then he transformed into the play, as you said, to make audiences acutely aware that it isn't just the past, that, and it's not necessarily remote from those of us today, or that, in other words, we're not safe from it, somehow guarded from this type of violence and chaos, that it's possible anywhere. Dorfman, when he writes about the play, writes very specifically about the importance of not locating it in a specific moment in history or locating it in a specific place. He has made up the fictional town of Camacho, and the characters do have Spanish names. But other than that, the only indication that you're given is that it's in an arid area by a river.
He wants it to be universal.
He wants it to be universal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You attended MSU studying to be an actor. Today you teach and direct. Can you talk to us about the sparks between acting and directing?
The sparks between acting and directing. I think that what I learned about myself when I was studying theater as a young person and acting was that acting is very concentrated on an individual journey. And it's an important skill. My skill tends to be teaching. And directing for me is about teaching. And teaching for me is about the building of community around ideas and the building of dialogue among people who think very differently and learn very differently and have different life experiences. And so directing and teaching for me are very much one in the same. And so I like being among people and around people and discussing difficult ideas and contradictions that we all live with and exercise every single day. And so for me, directing allowed that to happen in a way that acting did not.
Anne Foligno-White is assistant professor of theater at Michigan State, and she is the director of Widows, which is on stage this weekend here at Michigan State University. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you for having me.